Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, moody sick. My name is MJ Wemoto and I welcome you to the African Music Industry Podcast. Thanks for joining me on this podcast, and I do hope you're doing well today. If it's your first time, welcome. This podcast is all about the African music industry. We look at interviews, album reviews, music tips and tricks, marketing strategies, and opinion pieces, just so that we can grow the value chain when it comes to the African music industry. So, what do we have today? Looks like it's another album review. And tell you what, I am super excited about this album review. You know why? Because this particular album is from Zim. And you know where I'm from, right?
Let's talk music with MJ. Album review.
First thoughts.
Ever since the track Mambo last year, which was a runaway hit in Zim, I wanted to hear more from this young man. Tafadzwa Brian Tarukwana, otherwise known as ASAF, is a Zimbabwean rapper and songwriter. His journey saw him starting out as a gospel rapper, and his father is a pastor, I believe. So obviously it made sense. But hey, he's gone on to become one of Zimbabwe's most talented rappers out of the city of Bulawayo, the city of kings. One of his career highlights is headlining the Shoko Festival, which is, I'd say, Zimbabwe's most popular and longest running urban culture festival, which attracts the best talents from all over the world. And of course, today I will be reviewing his latest project called The People's Rapper. The People's Rapper is 8 tracks deep. I don't know if that qualifies it as an EP, but I guess it's on the cusp, you know, EP album, but hey, it's an album. Pusha T's album was 7 tracks, right? Okay, let's just call it an album. If it's an EP, ASAF, correct me, it's cool.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
We've seen a few singles from the People's Rapper over the last year or so, namely the Mammoth Mambo, which I mentioned earlier, and it's easily the best hip-hop song of 2018 in Zim, going into 2019, of course. If you don't know that track, do go on YouTube and just type in Mambo by ASAF, A-S-A-P-H, and prepare to be wowed. On that song, ASAF talks about his biggest rival from the City of Kings, now seeing him as a threat after presumably losing the number one spot. I'm not gonna drop any names. He also says he's aiming for Ja Praiser status in the music industry, and of course Ja Praiser is currently the most successful locally based Zimbabwean artist to have made it outside of Zimbabwe, considering I would say the younger generation coming now. This speaks volumes about the respect ASAF affords Ja Praiser, but also the realistic vision that he's got to become the best from Zim, and he definitely can be. Other singles to have come out of the People's Rapper are the groovy Good Times Anthem, which is one of my favorite songs from ASAF, really. And it starts off with a hip-hop sort of beat and transitions into an infectious, old-school, quite a vibe. My kind of track, totally. And of course, if you do know me well, you know, Kwaito, I love Kwaito. It was the first genre of music that I genuinely loved as an individual.
Visit the website
www.musicindustry.africa.
The latest single which dropped from the People's Rapper is the song VIC, which stands for The Vibe Is Correct. This single dropped maybe about 3 weeks ago or something, so just before the album dropped. And this is another Kwaito influenced number with some hard hitting raps and deep bass line, true to ASAP style. I mean, can't go wrong with that formula, right? I'd say Real Ones is possibly the most hair-raising track on the People's Rapper. It features T. Jigatera, who really came through with a heartfelt performance, and just the combination between ASAP and him made this track what it is. The big question on this song is in Shona, and it says, "Kusikarini tichichema naimwariwe," which translates to, "Until when shall we continue crying like this, dear Lord?" It's a song about the dire situation we've faced in Zim for a long time now, with the economic, political, social situations just being absolute shambles. The verse that hit me the most on this song goes something like this. I'm gonna say it, but obviously I'm not as cool as ASAP when he raps it, but just listen to this, alright? "We're just needing some brighter days. Like, is that too much? It's getting darker, Lord. Has your spirit forsaken us? Do you protect the greedy? Do you favor the needy? Life isn't straight, so how can you blame the youth for leaning? And if we cry, they're killing. Look at our backs, they're beating. We're gonna die while they're down in Dubai. No lie. Prices keep on rising while we're fuel queuing. Teachers still won't teach us about Gukura Undi. We need to heal the nation. Are we scared to do it?" Damn. That was my reaction. Damn. When I heard it, I was like, damn. I mean, yo. Pure unfiltered truth. And arguably, in Zim, we just need that right now. We just need the truth, and we need people who are honest just to say what it is so that the country can move forward. Because the way things are going right now, man. And here you have ASAP with a platform he could sing about anything that he wants, anything. But he decided to speak the truth about Zim. And at that, he was asking some highly pertinent questions concerning tribalism in Zim. For example, the killer line where he said, "Two Shona for the Ndebeles and two Ndebele for the Shonas." That's real. That one is on 5 Street Flows, which features his equally talented sister Mimi Tarukwana on the chorus. And if the name sounds familiar, I mean, obviously she is ASAP's sister, but she has a single on the Empower 100 Africa platform, so you know Mr. Easy and Diplo saw something in her, so hey, she's one to watch. One of the best tracks on the People's Rapper is titled Freedom, which features Lee Makhani, MC's K, and Zimbiana Jones, formerly known as MC Cheetah. I think this song has a formula I haven't quite heard on the Zim front. The beat is very mellow, and it has an Afrocentric thing to it. But it doesn't go all out in that direction. It still maintains a sort of cool youthfulness, if I should say so. And that mellowness allowed it to give the artists on the track a chance to just shine in their individual element. And when that comes together, the different styles and everything, it just becomes a phenomenal revolutionary tune. And when I say revolutionary, obviously I did say the sound is different, it's unique, it's something I haven't quite heard. But at the same time, just the subject matter, they're talking about freedom, they're talking about the people that came before us and gave us the freedom that we enjoy now, but then we as the youth are already fighting our own battles where we need our own freedom. So I mean, yo, it's a big track. Having said that, the song Chagamire could be a runaway hit on the People's Rapper. I mean, Fish F Mux Swag. That combo with ASAP, they gave us Mambo. Did you really think they wouldn't give us another hit? And I think Changamire is the one. ASAP gave us his best delivery on this track, hands down. Hands down. That was ASAP at his best. Like, he was lethal and unforgiving. And you know, when a rapper is confident and unapologetic about it, when they've just reached that point where they're like, I'm the best. That was it. That was it on this track, Changamire. That's ASAP right here. On the other hand, Fish F Mux Swag, he was boss on the chorus, man. Just that Ndebele Shona interchange. I'm done. That's how good this album is. It was just great just hearing that. And also the production, from the production standpoint, this track was a winner. Just, again, something unique, but then the layering with, you know, a sample here and there just to give it that oomph. Yeah, that is what I'm talking about. Good music.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
And technically, I'd say the overall balance of the EP was quite good. The music did not stray from expectation that much, so it retained consistency, but at the same time, while not being predictable. So for me, that's a good sign of balance. When I assess the quality of the recordings, adding in, I guess, the mixing and the mastering, I think I would score the People's Rapper a solid 7, 7.5 thereabouts. It's a pretty well done album. And I would be honest in saying, not quite the upper echelon from a world class perspective when I look at the nitty gritties, the, you know, the mixing and mastering, just being a bit pedantic about every little thing. I think what might work for ASAP is potentially getting a chance to record in world-class studios in South Africa, for example. This is something that Zimbabwean musicians from more contemporary genres, such as maybe jazz, gospel, a bit of Afro soul, they tend to do quite a fair bit. I mean, the late great legend Oliver Ntukudzi recorded a lot of his albums in South Africa. That's something that's just that he used to do, and he worked with some of the best producers and sound engineers around, because I mean, South Africa has got a lot of them. If ASAP finds himself there, he is likely to get challenged to an even higher standard than what he can attain in Zim at the moment. And I think that may open more important doors for him, because he's got the potential basically to become that level, the AKAs, the Casper Nyovest, and the Nasty C's, the Calligraph Joneses, that kind of level. He can do that. From the overall artistry perspective, the fact that he used young and upcoming, relatively less known musicians as a support cast is one of the best moves I've seen on the Zimbabwean front when it comes to albums. Like, brilliant, just brilliant. The expectation has always been, if you make a bit of a name for yourself, now you gotta start getting collabos with the who's who of the music industry at that time. So he could have gone for collabs with Ja Praiser, Amara Brown, Tammy, but nah, he kind of kept it local and kept it low key, which was dope. And even from a production standpoint, he used some pretty awesome producers like Rayo Beats, who's, I mean, he's excellent, absolutely excellent, but at the same time, maybe is not quite the most popular producer in Zim. Yet he's worked with amazing artists, which is crazy. So overall, the fact that ASAP decided to go with this strategy means it adds to the uniqueness of the People's Rapper as a project.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Now, finally, I'd say, although ASAP is hip-hop through and through, he adds a little flavor with some Kwaito-infused beats every now and again, which is kind of awesome and, I guess, expected. He is from the city of Kings, Bulawayo, and Skies has always had a great love affair with Kwaito and a unique linkage to South Africa through the Ndebele people. As such, ASAP flows mostly in English and he drops a little Ndebele and Shona in there. This is a clever move because it helps his music to cross the tribal divide. If anything, I don't think that divide should even exist in 2019. But hey, in Zim, we've got our issues and we're trying to work to resolve them. Throughout The People's Rapper, he pays homage to the late Kingpin as the best to ever do it. Many would agree, and I'm one of them that agrees that Kingpin was easily the best to ever do it. It's dope to see a young Zimbabwean rapper giving due props to a Zimbabwean hip-hop legend, because not many do that. If anything, I think it's time ASAP looked outside Zimbabwe's borders to further his work. The first step for me, besides the point that I said about potentially recording his next project in South Africa at a maybe world-class studio, is work on some new music videos, maybe a couple of singles from The People's Rapper that can help elevate his perception to the African market so that they really get to know who ASAP is. And maybe that would also require kind of like working with some renowned music video producers. That might work. And then who knows, he might get his music on Trace, MTV Bass, you know, channels like that. From there, anything can happen because ASAP truly has got the potential. I mean, ASAP's name is Tafadzwa. We share a name, so it's easy to see why there's so much greatness in him. So, should you listen to The People's Rapper by ASAP? I say most definitely. If you're a hip-hop head, if you're interested in Zimbabwean music and just want something different to know who, I guess, Zimbabwe's best rapper right now is and what kind of work he's doing, listen to this album. Just listen to it. And if you do like African hip-hop, of course, Zimbabwean hip-hop hasn't had a sound like this ever. The People's Rapper by ASAP is available online on your favorite music streaming platform, and ASAP himself is available on Twitter and Insta. The handles are the same: The Boy ASAP, TheBoyASAPH, The Boy ASAP. And that's it from me. My name is MJ Wimoto, Son of Zimbabwe, signing out. Ndende.
Find us on AfricanPodcasts.com.